Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for God? Sino mga nauuhaw sa Panginoon? Amen. Sino nagugutom para sa Panginoon? Okay, we're here to worship the Lord. Amen? Because we are made for Him. And we can only find rest when we find our rest in Him. Amen ba? Kaya nothing in this world can satisfy us, and nothing and no one in this world can fulfill the deepest longings in our hearts. Kaya praise God that we have Jesus in our midst. Amen? Can we give a clap offering to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Merong isang bata na nung matutulog na sila, sabi nung father niya, you go to your room and sleep. Okay. 5 minutes later, you know, the son called his dad. Dad, ano yung ganon? Can you give me a drink? You know, can you give me a glass of water? Sabi nung dad niya, you know, it's time for bed. You had your time. Okay, you take your sleep. Okay, you sleep. Matulog ka na. Okay. And then, after 5 minutes again, the son called his dad and said, Daddy, can you give me a cup of water? I need a drink. I told you, sabi niya ganon, you had your time, okay, you sleep na, and the next time you call me again, I'll spank you. Okay, kapag ka tinawag mo uli ako, papaluin kita. Then 5 minutes later, you know, the son called his dad. Dad, what? Replied the dad. Dad, when you spank me, can you please give me a cup of water? Because I need a drink. Pag pinalo mo ako, Dad, pwede ba dala mo na ako ng isang baso ng tubig kasi uhon-uho ako eh. So, are we that thirsty for God? Are we that desirous for the presence of God? David was a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he always thirsts and yearns for God. Amen ba? If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Psalm chapter 42. And let's read it. Psalm 42, verse 1. All the ladies in the house, can you read the verse 1 and all the men, verse 2 and verse 3 all together? Okay? Ladies, go. Gayon hinahanap ng Diyos ng uhaw kong kaluluwa. All the men, nananabik ako sa Diyos na buhay, walang iba. Kailan kaya maaaring sa presensya mo'y sumamba? Altogether, araw-gabi tumataghoy, gabit araw tumatangis, naging tanging pagkain ko ay mga luha sa pag-ibig. Itong mga kaaway ko sa tuwin ay yaong sambit, nasaan ba ang iyong Diyos? Hindi namin na mamasid. Okay, manalangin tayo sa Panginoon. Lord, salamat po sa iyong mga salita. We just pray, Father God, that you will fill us so that we will overflow with your love and with your compassion and with your mercy. Satisfy us, Lord God, with your presence. Satisfy and quench our thirst. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please be seated. Okay. Lahat po tayo nauuhaw, no? Pwede bang sabihin mo, uhaw? Yan. Isa pa, uhaw. Meron pala kaming organisasyon ng pangalan, uhaw. Alam nyo kung ano ibig sabihin ng uhaw? Union of husbands afraid of wives. Sino kailangan po namin ng mga member? Kailangan ko ng may kawayan chapter president. No. Okay, the side. We all thirst, no? We all long to feel loved. We want to experience happiness and joy and find meaning and significance in life. Many people do obey their thirst. Di ba sabi nga sa Sprite, obey your thirst. So they drink up what everyone around them calls them love. They pursue what their neighbors call happiness. And they try to find meaning and significance as defined by Dr. Phil or Oprah and the MTV. And as a result, no, there is an even greater thirst that seems as though it will never be satisfied. We always, we crave for more. So how do we quench that thirst? Paano ba talaga natin mapapawi yung uhaw na hindi kayang patirin ng mundo? Saan ka ba iinom? Where do you prefer to drink? From the faucet or from the drain? Saan mo mas gustong uminom? Sa gripo o dun sa lababo? Madalas sa atin, kontento na tayo dun sa lababo. But not for the psalmist in chapter 42. In English, itong pagkakasabi, as the deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And when shall I come and appear before God? Let me give you a background of this psalm. Presumably, the author or the psalmist is all alone by himself. So this is an individual lament. Hindi ito psalm for a group. And most probably, this guy is isolated from the temple place, from the place of worship. He probably was a refugee from maybe in Aram or in Babylon or in Syria or Assyria. And mukhang siya'y napapalibutan ng kanyang mga captors, yung mga kanyang mga kalaban, mga enemies niya. So he said, while he was all by himself, so far from the promised land, so far from the temple, the place of worship, he was longing for that sweet communion with the Lord. And so he explained or he described himself like a deer that pants. Yung pants means you breathe deeply. Ikaw ay humihinga ng malalim. Sa Tagalog nga, siya'y humihingal. Humihingal ang usa na ito. Kung paano ang isang usa ay humihingal sa batis ng tubig, ganun din naman humihingal ang aking kaluluwa para sa iyo. That's how the psalmist described himself. So why was he thirsty? No, first, why do the psalmist long for water? Bakit siya naghahanap ng tubig? Let me share three things why he was longing and needing water. Number one, he was thirsty. Okay. Kasi siya ay nauuhaw. You know, 75% of our body is composed of water. We need at least 8 glasses of water every day. We can live for 40 days without food, but not without water beyond 3 days. We are made of, you know, halos buong katawan natin, even the world, is 75% made of water. And because we're made of water, we thirst for water. You long, no, for what you are made of. For example, you know, fish were made out of water. So fish cannot live without the water. Animals were made out of the soil or land, so they cannot live apart from the land. Birds were made out of the sky, so they cannot just live on the ground. The stars were made out of gas. So kapag sila'y namatay na, they all go back to where they were made of. Ang hayop sa lupa, ang isda sa tubig. At yung mga bituin, when they die, they become black hole, no? And they become gas again. When God made, you know, the animals and the birds and the stars, He talked and He just spoke the word. Let there be birds. Let there be, you know, he talked to the water, let there be fish. He talked to the wind, let there be birds. He talked to the soil, let there be animals steaming in the land.
But when He made you, He talked to Himself.
Nakuha niyo ba yan?
Nung nilikha niya yung hayop, kinausap niya yung lupa, lumabas ang hayop. Nung nilikha niya yung isda, kinausap niya yung tubig. Nung nilikha niya yung mga bituin sa langit, kinausap niya yung gas. Pero nung nilikha niya ikaw, ang kinausap niya, sarili niya. Why? Because you were made for Him. Sabi niya, let us make man according to our image and likeness. So you're not just 75% water, but you're actually 100% the image of God. You are 100% the likeness of God. And since you have the likeness of God, you long for Him. That's why there's a deep craving, there's a deep longing in our hearts for something that we cannot understand. May mga hinahanap ka sa buhay mo na hindi mo alam kung ano eh. Pero yun pala, para palang yan GPS, no? Para may homing device, you know, God, the image of God inside of you is longing for God Himself. Okay? So don't just settle for, you know, what the world gives you to quench your thirst. Just like this woman, no? In John chapter 4, verse 5 to 24, when Jesus encountered the woman by the well. This woman, this Samaritan woman, pangalanan natin ang babae na ito na si Samantha. Si Sam, no? She tried everything. She's not your typical woman. She's not just an ordinary girl. She's a Samaritan woman, an outcast, and at the same time, sa sarili niyang bansa na outcast siya, no? Hindi rin siya kinikibo ng mga tao. Why? Kasi ang buhay niya ay palipat-lipat, papalit-palit, iba-ibang asawa. Nakalimang asawa na nga eh. Yung kinakasama niya ngayon, hindi pa niya kasawa. Yung ka-live-in niya ngayon, hindi pa niya asawa. And then she met the Lord, the seventh person, the seventh man in her life. Samantha or Sam was thirsty for acceptance. She was thirsty for love, for meaning. She was actually thirsty for God without her knowing it. She tried to drink from many sources to quench her thirst, like human relationships, marriage, living in together with some guys. She tried religion. Sinubukan niya ang pagiging religious. She tried the greatness of her forefathers, the prophets, the holy mountain, the promised Messiah. Tinanggap na nga niya na siya'y despised. Pero wala pa rin nakapag-satisfy sa kanya. Many people today try to satisfy their desire by human relationship. The next relationship, a husband or a wife, live-in, wealth, drugs, alcohol. But the problem with this is like looking at an ocean. No? When you look at the ocean, halimbawa, uhaw na uhaw ka, tapos nakita mo yung dagat, the ocean looks so cool, so cold, and so inviting. But when you help yourself out of the ocean to quench your thirst, what do you find out? You all the more get thirsty. Di ba? Kaya nga may mga na napapalaot, namamatay because of dehydration. Sa kalagitnaan ng dagat, namatay sa dehydration. Why? Kasi hindi potable yung tubig. Eh. Ganun ang ginagawa ng mga bagay sa mundo. The more you drink of it, the more you crave for more of it. Kasi nga, the ocean will never satisfy your thirst until she opened the door for Jesus. And ang sabi ng Lord in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38. Okay? This is the word of the Lord to you. On the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said it in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Because whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Sa Tagalog, ang sabi dito, "Sa kahuli-hulihan at pinakatanging araw ng pista, tumayo si Jesus at nagsalita ng malakas, 'Kayong mga nauuhaw,
lumapit kayo sa akin at uminom. Ang sumasampalataya sa akin ayon sa sinasabi ng kasulatan, mula sa kanyang puso ay dadaloy ang tubig na nagbibigay buhay. Sabi niya, come to me, don't go to the ocean. You know? Just come to me, the pure source, the original source of living water. So yung pangpitong lalaki sa buhay nitong babae na ito, tumigil na siya sa paghahanap. When Samantha found Jesus, she stopped searching anymore. Huminto na ang kanyang paghahanap dahil nakilala niya na si Jesus. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Amen po ba? Kasi pagka kilala mo si Jesus, wala ka nang hahanapin pa. Amen ba? Amen? Pwede pang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon for that? Second reason why, you know, the psalmist wanted or longed for water is that he probably was tainted. He was tarnished. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, it says here, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Mapala daw ang mga nagugutom at nauuhaw saan? Interesting, ano? Hindi sinabi ng Lord dito na mapalad ang mga nauuhaw at nagugutom para sa kaligayahan. Jesus did not say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for pleasure. Blessed are are those who hunger and thirst for happiness, for wealth, for recognition, for blessings, and for the latest spiritual fad. He did not say that. Sabi niya, blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness. Ang mga usa, pag napagod sila, kailangan talaga silang, kasi alam mo naman ang mga usa, when they wake up in the morning, they should run faster than the lion. Or else, they will be the prey of the lion, the food of the lion. The lion, early in the morning, has to run faster than the deer because he will be hungry kung mabagal siya. So most of the time, the deer is panting for water. Why? Because always on the go, running here and there, to and fro. Okay? And then most of the time, nadudumihan sila eh. Kaya pumupunta sila sa batis, no? They go to the water to drink. They go by the river, help themselves by the stream to drink because they're thirsty. Pangalawa, and also to clean themselves. Kaya sabi ng Lord, you come to me. If you feel like you're dirty, if you feel like you have messed up, you blew it, come to the water and I will cleanse you. Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Okay, Jesus does not just quench your thirst, but He also cleanses your soul. Siguro the most discomforting feeling, siguro, very uncomfortable feeling is the feeling of guilt. The feeling that you have messed up. The feeling that you have failed. The feeling that you're dirty, filthy. And sometimes because you don't know where to go to, walang makapawi at makapatid ang iyong uhaw, you go to the world, take drugs, you take alcohol, but it never satisfies. Nasa anong level ka ng League of Legends, hindi pa rin makasatisfy. Pang ilang level ka na ng Dota, imagine mo, you already have 1.2 billion pesos, no? Naghahangad ka pa. When you look at the corruption in the Philippines, customs, 270 million pesos every day goes to corruption, 9 billion pesos per year. Corruption in COMELEC, imagine 1.2 billion. ni Andres Bautista. Which makes you wonder, pambihira, ang dami na nilang pera. Nakakita na ba kayo ng 1 million? Nakahawa ka na ba ng 1 million? Nakahawa ka na ba ng 100 million? 1 million nga lang, parang magugulantang na tayo. 100 million pa. Magbilang ka nga ng 100 million? Magbilang ka ng 1 billion. Ilang 100 million ba yung 1 billion? Di mo, pati yun, di ko kaya i-compute. Ha? Sino? Di ba? Ang hirap i-compute eh. Pero imagine mo yung mga government officials natin. Grabe. Parang kulang pa. No? Yan ang problema. No? The more you sin, the more you commit these things, the more you crave for it. It becomes a cycle. Kasi hindi na nakakasatisfy yung mga susunod eh. Dati porno lang eh. No, before you're satisfied with pornography. Then you level up na eh. Actual sex na eh. Then level up na eh. Ayaw mo na ng babae, lalaki naman eh. Then level up na, ayaw mo na ng lalaki, hayop naman. You know what the Bible is teaching us is that, you know, the Lord is parang pushing, because of the stubbornness of their hearts, you know, the Lord is just allowing them to just go on, sin, and become a slave of sin. But at the end of the day, you know, pag tinamahan ka na ng alak, alam mo naman eh, ang sama ng tama, ang sama ng hangover, di ba? Hindi, para lang makalimot ka uli, iinom ka na naman sa gabi. So that's a problem. Pero one thing for sure, the Lord is telling you, come to the water, not just for your thirst to be quenched, but for your soul to be cleansed. Amen? Merong isa pong babae na she had the relationship with a guy for 3 years. And then she got convicted na there's something wrong na ginagawa nila because they're living in. Pero hindi alam ng parents niya. She's the only girl. She came for counseling. And when she received the Lord Jesus Christ, she felt so free and delivered. The good thing about this girl is that she's obedient. Nung sinabi na hiwalayan mo yung lalaki, find the church, find the mentor, find the discipler, find the life group. Kahit hindi dito sa Cross World, she exactly did it. Nung sinabi niya sa parents niya, parang hindi matanggap ng parents at first. But later, silang buong pamilya na nag-worship in another church in Manila. Why? Kasi ang hirap ng pakiramdam ng gumagawa ka ng kasalanan. Now, if you're in that situation right now, don't feel bad even if you blew it. Kasi in Psalm 51, verse 7, it says here, can we read it all together? My sacrifice, O God, is a? What? What's the sacrifice? It's a broken spirit. What else? And a? Contrite heart. A broken spirit and a contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. So if you feel like you have failed it, you have made a mess out of your life, no? Parang you failed God, you feel miserable, because of the sins that you have committed. Ang sabi ng Lord, you just come, lapit ka lang sa akin, no? And I will accept you for who you are. I don't care about your past. What I care is about you now, and I care about your future. Sabi, if you come to me, the best offering that you can give me is a broken spirit and a
contrite heart. Sabi niya, when you offer that to God, a broken spirit, ano ibig sabihin ng broken spirit? You're repentant. You feel sorry. You feel remorse. And you have the desire to turn around from sin. That's a broken spirit. You are broken. Sometimes God brings you to that point in your life that you're broken so that you will search for Him. And a contrite heart, meaning to say a heart that is shuddering before God. Sabi niya, the Lord will not despise it. So if you want to be satisfied with the living water, no, just come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And last, you know, why does the psalmist long for water like a deer? Because he's threatened. He's threatened. Because he was surrounded by the captors, by the enemies, by predators around him. In Psalm 42 verse 9, the same chapter, sabi niya dito, I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Bakit ang usa tumatakbo sa tubig? Una, nauuuhaw siya. Pangalawa, marumi siya. Gusto niyang luminis. Pangatlo, natatakot siya. Bakit? Hinahabol siya ng leon. Hinahabol siya ng leopard. Hinahabol siya ng hyena. Hinahabol siya ng mga predators. So the only safe place for him to go is the water. Why? Kasi pag tumawid dyan sa batis, no? At tumawid na sa kabila, hindi na mahabol nung leon. Tanungin niyo ko bakit? Takot maligo yung leon. Takot mabasa. No? Parang yung katabi mo. No? Kasi pagka tumawid siya sa batis, di ba? Tumawid ka sa ilog. Pumunta ka sa kabila. So, hindi na makahabol yung leon. Or, sabi mo nang makahabol yung leopard. No? Makahabol yung leopard. Kaya lang, bago makarating sa kabila yun, nawala na yung deer. Layo na narating niya. E para lang mahanap ng leon, kailangan niya amuyin niya yung, di ba? Kailangan amuyin niya yung pinaka-footprints niya. Hindi niya na maamoy kasi wala na eh. Dahil sa tubig. So praise God because the living water not only quenches our thirst, it not only cleanses our souls, but it also protects us from the predator. Amen? Amen ba? Kaya nga sinasabi niya, as the deer pants for water, Lord God, so my soul longs for you. As the deer, no, yearns for water, so my soul yearns for you, Lord, so that I will be protected from the enemy. Ganyan yung relationship ng psalmist with God. Okay. Now, how can you avail of this living water? No, if this living water is so good, so how can you avail of this water? Sabi nga, free eh. Walang bayad. Di ba? So paano mo may avail ito? Number one, thirst. Sa totoo lang, you won't come to Jesus if you're not thirsty enough. So the prerequisite for you so that the living water will be made available for you is you thirst. Can you say thirst? Mauhaw ka. Now, kung hindi ka uhaw, you know what God will do? If you're not that thirsty, you know what God will do? He will bring you to the desert. Exactly what happened in our devotion this morning, di ba? The Lord brought 2.5 million through the desert. Because in Egypt, they had everything they need. They had everything they wanted. They had everything they desired. They never needed God. So the Lord trained them, you know, to develop thirst and hunger in the wilderness. That's our breaking point. That's our breaking process. So that we will learn how to thirst for God. Okay? So you have to thirst for the living water. Dapat matikman mo yung tubig ng buhay na ito because otherwise you will be satisfied just with what the world is giving. But praise God because we know that in the presence of God as we worship together, you know, something is happening. Amen ba? You know, something good is happening. Whenever we worship the Lord together corporately, there's something in corporate worship, no, that cannot be compared, no. It's incomparable, no, when you do private worship. Sa totoo lang, you can do worship in the privacy of your own room. Pwede ka namang you just stay in your room, you stay in your dormitory and just watch 700 Club. Wala pang offering. Di ka pa mapapagod. Diba? But there is something in corporate worship, no, that, you know, one of those siguro is the feeling of you togetherness, no. We come before the presence of God and then we are all awakened in the presence of God. There's something in the church, in the presence of God, in the family of God, no, that the world cannot compare with. Hindi kayang ibigay ng SM yung satisfaction na binibigay whenever we come together as a church. Amen ba? May mga bagay na hindi kayang ibigay ang trinoma eh. But only in the presence of God. May mga bagay na hindi kayang ibigay yung travels mo, or yung gimmick mo, or yung gig mo. Parang you long for something. Why? Because this is the family of God. This is the place where you belong. You were made for worship. You were wired for worship. That's why you long for it. Okay, let's continue to thirst for the living water. Amen? Thirst is attractive to God. The thirsty is attracted to God. Let me give you some verses. In Isaiah 44 verse 3, wala yan dito sa screen. Sabi dito, I will pour water on the thirsty land. You know, God is attracted to the thirsty. Sabi niya, I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. In Psalm 107 verse 9, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. If you're not thirsty, God will never satisfy you. Only the thirsty will be satisfied. Psalm 107 verse 33, he turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground. And in John 6:35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty again. So when you find Jesus, no, that will be the end of your search. So number one is thirst. Number two is trust. Trust. Can you say trust? John chapter 7, okay, 38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Anong sabi dito? Whoever believes. You have to trust in Him. You have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That He's the only guy, the only person who can satisfy your deepest longings. Sometimes we look happiness in different places. We try to find happiness in people. We try to find happiness in happenings. No, we try to find happiness in gadgets. But these things will never satisfy. Sometimes people will say, siguro when I have some things in life, I will be happy. Pag meron akong some things in life, I will be happy. But we know that even if you get that something, meron tayong tinatawag na the law of diminishing return. The law of diminishing return. Meaning to say, you easily get tired of whatever you have. Parang andali mong magsawa. Una, bisikleta, bicycle. Then, after 1 month, ayaw mo na ng bicycle. You want motorcycle. Then, after the motorcycle, you get tired of motorcycle. I want a car. That's the law of diminishing return. There's always a clamor, a craving for more. Why? Because the Bible says that inside our heart, there's a God-sized vacuum which only God can fill. Isang napakalaking tangke dito sa atin na kahit isaksak mo lahat ng iPhone, iPhone 7, Samsung 8, no, ilagay mo lahat ng ano, lahat ng gadget, ilagay mo lahat ng sasakyan, ilagay mo lahat ng travels, no, it will not satisfy. Because the tank is so big, only God can fill it up. Amen?
Sabi naman ng iba, probably when I have someone in my life, then I will be happy. Siguro, when I have a boyfriend, I will be happier. Or if I have a girlfriend, I will be happier. If I am married, I will be happy. No? Ask the married people if they're really happy. Are you happy? Who are the happy married people here? Only few. Sabi na iba, masarap daw mag-asawa. Tanungin mo yung may asawa kung masarap talaga. No? Yung mga single, no, always looking at the married couple, no, they are envious, na hoping that someday they get married. But some married people, they're looking at single people, and they're so envious also, hoping that they're single again. Do not make people responsible for your happiness. Amen. Sometimes we say, if my father will change, if my mother will change, if you know my siblings will change, then I'll be happier. You're making other people responsible for your happiness. Sometimes people think happiness is something future. You know, I will be happy when Christmas comes. I will be happy. I will be happy when I get married. But what about now? You're depriving yourself of joy right now. You can be joyful right now in Jesus. Amen? So you don't need to wait. In the future, I will be happy. Pag gumraduate ako, I'm happy. When I get married, I'm happy. Pagka nagkaroon ako ng bahay at lupa, happy na ako. When I have my car, I will be happy. So hindi ka masaya nagko-commute? Hindi ka masayang single? Awawa ka naman. You can be happy as a single. Amen. Single and happy. Single and satisfied. And you can be married and happy. Amen. No? Pwede. If you have Jesus, no, to satisfy your deepest desires. So just trust Him. Okay? And number three, the last, is treasure it. Una, you thirst, and then you trust, and then you treasure it. You put your heart into it with all your heart and soul. When you have a relationship with Jesus, it has to be all or nothing. It cannot be one half for Jesus and one half for the world. It has to be intense. When you treasure something, you are intentionally intense. As the deer pants, yearns, craves or longs. It has to be intense. You know, intense is an expression of great zeal and energy and determination and concentration. Sabihin niyan, talaga mag-stretch ka eh. Brothers and sisters, don't settle for less. Huwag kang masayahan lang dun sa, alam mo, yung pwede na yan, ano? Alam mo yun, parang you do all things in moderation. Will you do that for your family? Will you do that for your wife? Telling your wife, I love you in moderation. Sweetheart, alam mo ba, I love you with half of my heart. Or one-fourth of my heart. Because one-fourth is for Ida, another fourth is for Lorna, and another fourth is for Fe. Hindi, kapag nagmamahal ka, it has to be intense. Yung bang mahal na mahal kita, 110%, ikaw lang. Wala nang iba. Amen ba? Meron ba dito magpapakasal ka sa isang lalaki na sasabihin niya sa'yo, alam mo, 99% ng puso ko para sa'yo. Yung 1% sa dati kong crush. Bro, hindi pwede yan. Walang reserva para sa iba. Talagang para sa kanya lahat. Amen ba? Hindi pwedeng in moderation. Your relationship with God, it cannot be in moderation. Hindi pwedeng pahinay-hinay. Alam mo yung alalay lang, bro. Huwag masyadong seryosohin. Huwag masyadong dibdibin. Cool ka lang, bro. Cool ka lang. Kaya maraming mga Kristiyano, pa-cool-cool lang eh. Cool, cool. Kulangot, ganyan. Mediocre. Hindi mo nga alam kung Kristiyano eh. Mediocre. Alam mo kung saan ang galing salitang mediocre? Mediocre comes from the Latin word mid, middle, and ochre, mountain. Yung bang Mount Everest, aakyatin mo yung Mount Everest, 35,000 feet above sea level. Nandun ka na sa 17,000 feet above sea level. Sabi mo, wag na lang. Andiyan na yung tuktok. Hindi mo pa inabot. Ang tawag doon, mediocre. Hindi mo binigay yung buong puso mo, hindi mo binigay ang lahat. Sayang, nandun ka na rin lang, no? Hindi mo pa inakyat. Okay? Kapatid, dapat when we give all to the Lord. We thirst and hunger for Him. Kaya nga sabi ng Panginoon, you love me with all your heart and with all your soul. Hindi pwede half-half eh. Hindi pwedeng hanapin ang kaligayahan sa iba. Sabi mo, Lord, can you fill in kung ano yung kulang? It has to be all or nothing. It has to be God. Hindi pwedeng hinay-hinay sa Panginoon. Ibigay natin ang lahat. There has to be desperation. We have deep longing and yearning for God because we were made by Him, we were made through Him, and we were made for Him. God is most glorified when we are most satisfied with Him. If we're not satisfied with Him, then He cannot really help you. Meron isang verse sa Bible, paborito natin lahat ito, Psalm 37 verse 4. Ano sabi doon? Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the... Oh, kabisado nyo. He will give you the... desires. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the... desires of your heart. Gustong-gusto natin yung desires of our heart. God will give us the desires of our heart. Amen, amen, amen. Kaya nakalimutan mo na yung sinabi ng Lord na una. Paano niya isasatisfy ang desire ng puso mo when you delight yourself in Him? Anong ibig sabihin yung delighting in the Lord? You find satisfaction in Him. You find satisfaction in Him alone. You find happiness in Him alone. That's what the psalmist is saying. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. You are satisfied with Him alone. You know when a deer drinks from the brook? Ba, uminom dito sa brook? Wala namang hinihingi yung brook sa kanya. Meron ba? Does the brook demand anything from the deer? Does the stream require anything from the deer? Nothing. Except you thirst. And when you help yourself of the water from the brook is most honored when you drink from her supply. Same as with us. God does not require anything from you. Sabi lang niya, you come. If you're thirsty, come help yourself. And when you find your satisfaction in Him, He is most glorified. When you find that your needs are met through Him, then He is satisfied and He's so pleased. That's the only thing that God wants. That you find your happiness in Him. Amen? But He doesn't require anything from you. Only that you thirst for Him. Amen ba? So, sino nauuhaw sa Panginoon? Sino nagugutom sa Panginoon? There's a song that goes with this message, no? As the deer. I know you're familiar with the song. Let's try singing this old song, but very personal and very intimate song. Now, when I first heard this song, no, talagang I was so blessed with this song. Kaya, let's just worship the Lord right now with this. As the deer, no, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul
long it after Thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. Let's just worship the Lord.